Low interest rates are one of the few silver linings in the otherwise quite gloomy U.S. economy. Both short-term rates, controlled by the Federal Reserve, and long-term rates, like home mortgages, are at their lowest levels in decades. David M. Jones is president and CEO of DMJ Advisors in Denver and a former economist for the Federal Reserve in New York. He says interest rates should be lowered even more.
I do think the Federal Reserve needs to perhaps consider at least pushing rates one or two more steps lower, more than anything else, to rebuild public confidence, particularly confidence in the business sector, which has been shattered by corporate scandals and a declining stock market.
Well, walk us through exactly how low interest rates can help to rebuild confidence and spark growth in the economy.
Well, let's look at it several ways. The good news is we're already looking at the Federal Reserve's short-term interest rate target. We're at 1.75%. That's the lowest level in four decades. That allows a lot of us to refinance our mortgages, thus lowering our monthly payments. Many people take out some extra cash in those refinancings, and both businesses and consumers can come out better off if they can refinance debt at lower rates.
You mentioned business confidence, though, that low rates are going to build business confidence. What about low rates makes businessmen more confident?
Well, I think many businesses have simply delayed any decisions on capital spending, or even rebuilding inventories or hiring. And what those businesses need in this moment of very low confidence and really sort of decision paralysis is something that's favorable. If rates come down, two things happen. One is the cost of borrowing for any company that will eventually want to spend on fixed investment or new plant and equipment, they'll see a lower cost of borrowing. And also, as rates come down, it tends to help the stock market as well. When rates are coming down, there's at least an expectation that the economy will do better and profits will do better. So it's really quite important that the Fed at least keep open the possibility of cutting rates further. I would look at it as a extension of those fairly aggressive 11 rate cuts by the Federal Reserve last year.
Now, can we be confident that low interest rates will actually spark economic growth? I mean, let's look at Japan. They've had interest rates near zero for several years now, and their economy is still stagnating. What confidence can we have that low interest rates will spark growth?
The Bank of Japan waited too long. They allowed their asset price bubble, consisting mainly of escalating real estate prices and increasing stock prices, to get too big before they reacted. I would give the Fed a lot of credit. Timing is everything, is what this story is really all about. And I think the Fed did move promptly and began to cut rates aggressively last year. So we have a much better financial base. Our banking system is much stronger, in part because of these Fed rate cuts, than the Japanese banking system was, because in Japan, the central bank did not time its rate cuts appropriately. I just don't think we're going to, in the U.S., see that kind of parallel situation.
Low interest rates in the past often hurt people on fixed incomes who live on interest that they collect on things like bonds and certificates of deposit. How hard is the situation? How difficult is the situation for those kinds of people now, and what effect does that have on the economy?
Well, it has perhaps more of a political effect than anything else. I think people, particularly near retirement, have been hammered in almost every way possible. Very importantly for retirees or near retirees has been the decline in the stock market itself and damage done to 401ks, particularly by the corporate behavior of Enron and those involved in other scandals, WorldCom and all the rest. So I think there's a very angry class of retirees or near retirees who tend to vote Republican, who may be a problem for the Republicans as we look ahead to the midterm congressional elections and even perhaps beyond.
Thanks very much, Mr. Jones.
Thank you.
David M. Jones is president and CEO of DMJ Advisors in Denver and a former economist for the Federal Reserve in New York.